Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
This segment of the show is brought to you by Exit and Retirement Strategies, Inc., and we're going to feature Tony Pelosi. And Tony, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you're with the international firm of Tony Pelosi and Associates, correct?
You got that right, brother. Absolutely.
All right.
Right here in little old Boston.
Your international headquarters is in Boston. And,
That's right.
How's your weather back there today?
Well, actually, Bill, I'm pretty blessed. I'm standing here in my office looking out at a beautiful frozen pond that my wife and I often teach our granddaughter how to skate on. So it's nice and clear and sunny. Fantastic.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, couldn't be better.
Before we get into what you do, tell us about your background and how you got into this particular line of work, Tony.
Sure, Bill. So, you know, I'm probably not alone when I say I'm just a kid from the street who made it until he almost blew it. I'll get to that in a few minutes, though. I'm the oldest of 6 kids from a working-class family, first to go to college and then on to law school. Been married for 34 years with 2 amazing kids and a 4-year-old granddaughter. I realized early on, Bill, that I was a helper, a problem solver by nature. And that inspired me in law school to want to go on and study law so that I could help the underdog. And when I got into the profession, I realized that I could best do that by serving as a criminal defense attorney. But you know, when you start a practice, you don't know everything. And I didn't want to start learning at my client's expense. So I wanted to go how to learn how to play the offense before I did defense, and I joined the district attorney's office. Stayed there for about 6 years, and when I left, I was running the narcotics task force with 10 troopers and 20 lawyers working for us. And we did all that Miami Vice stuff that I'm sure many of the listeners to the show are familiar with. Then it became time to start a family. So I left the office and moved into private practice, and over the next 4 years, built a pretty successful criminal defense practice, white-collar, high-level, basically helping good people get out of tough situations. In 1990, though, I was approached by a client who told me about this problem that he, his widowed mother and sisters were having with a business that they owned with their uncle. It was a large supermarket chain here in New England, and I became engaged as family counsel. And in that role, ended up helping to assemble a team of lawyers and accountants, investigators, and other professionals. And over the next 12 years, we prosecuted what turned out to be the longest-running and most acrimonious civil case in the history of the Commonwealth. Quite different from my my previous work, for sure. But then let's fast forward. It's 12 years later. I'm done with the case. The clients have settled in. Victory's been won. It's only been, you know, 12 years, like I said, of 24/7, 365. That didn't really register with me until I sat down with my wife, Kathy, and started to talk about the plans I was going to have for the next 6 months when we were going to be able to take it easy and reconnect and travel and have some fun with the kids over the summer.
Right.
I remember like it was yesterday when Kathy looked at me because we were sitting at our kitchen table, Bill, and she said, "Oh, I wasn't quite expecting that. I was expecting a little different response." And then she went on to tell me that we were actually 18 months away from a divorce, and I had no clue.
Wow.
To say that I was stunned was, I was literally in tears.
Because of all of this this continuous effort and dedication to the case had just taken its toll, Tony?
Yeah, you know, I'm working. I'm doing all the right things, right? I'm not drinking or fooling around or gambling. I'm working for my family, nose to the grindstone. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? You know, provide for our future and provide for our children. But I had neglected along the way all of the important things and just took it for granted that they were going to be there when I was ready, when I was done.
Right. As soon as this is over, we forget that sometimes love is spelled T-I-M-E.
You bet, brother. You bet. I know that one for sure now. I was blessed. Kathy looked at me and said, you know, when I asked her if we could change the situation or do anything about it, she threw the weight right where it belonged on me, and she said, "That's up to you." So It took me about 2 months to get everything I was responsible for into the hands of, competent professionals. And I stopped working on a Friday afternoon, and then Saturday morning I was at a Buddhist monastery up in Vermont, where I spent 2 weeks really getting it back together. When I stopped practicing law after that, and realized that it was time for me to devote some attention to self-exploration and personal development. And that led to a shift from being a lawyer into being a professional coach.
That's an incredible story, Tony. Thank you so much for sharing that. And now, how do you help people now? What's the genesis of what you do to help people from that experience?
Okay, sure. So what I do, Bill, when I'm working, and it can be with a business owner, it can be with a team, it doesn't really matter, is I get people to realize that the most important thing that they can do is to slow down and to not get fooled by the stories that we often tell ourselves. So we'll look at incorporating your mind, your body, and your soul into your life on a regular basis. And that's really where it all begins.
Incredible. We're talking with Tony Pelosi of Pelosi & Associates. We're going to take just a 60-second break and come back and listen to some stories that Tony has to tell us about how he's working with individuals and get some tips and ideas. Tony, hang in there with us. We'll be right back after this moment.
What can you do in a minute? At ExitCoachRadio.com, you can listen to a daily tip, idea, or precaution from over 100 top advisors about how to prepare your business for the future. We upload new one-minute tips at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. daily. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute. Want to grow the value of your company? Start with the values of your company. To stand out in today's overly commoditized world, your company must stand for something bigger than what you make. That's the work of Values Institute. Our social science model of values-based culture development will help you grow the value of your company by growing trust, your most valuable corporate asset. To learn more about our proprietary process, visit thevaluesinstitute.org and start growing the value of your business today.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that we have many, many interviews from many, many advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you'll find all of their interviews and highlights online at ExitCoachRadio.com or on iTunes. I'm talking with Tony Pelosi, and Tony, before the break, wow, what an incredible story. It really made me think about how many of our listeners are hard-charging business owners that just are saying, as soon as I get to the finish line, things are going to be different, and sometimes the finish line never comes. So
right.
Tell us a little bit more about what you're finding out there and kinds of situations that you're seeing and dealing with and how you're helping people.
Oh, thanks, Bill. So this is kind of a typical situation. I'm coaching a woman several years ago who had a professional position in a personal service company here in Boston. Comes time for her annual review with the partner, one of the partners, founders of the business, and he comments to her that he's noticed that she's become incredibly much more effective and calmer in her demeanor over the past several months. This was quite a challenge because the woman had a lot of personal challenges in her life, and he wanted to know, what was up? How'd you do that? She said, well, I've been working with Tony Pelosi, and she gave him my name. A couple of weeks later, I get a call from the gentleman and said he wanted to know if I could come in and talk to him and his partner, and I was pleased to do that. When I got there, we found out that they were having their best year yet, financially, but their worst year personally. The business was 20 years deep, and they had lots going for them. The fun was gone, and we hardly talked to each other inside the office anymore, let alone outside the office. Mm-hmm. They wanted to know if I could help, and I told them I would, as long as they were willing to think outside the box. So we did some investigation and identified their goals and created a plan that we could put into effect. And the first and most important piece, Bill, was for them to have the conversations that they so often avoided, even though they knew that they would be helpful, because they were uncomfortable. So I was able to facilitate discussion and get them to open up, and that really caused their relationship to warm up and flourish. And then we turned to some of the different, with that foundation, some of the different things, the procedural and logistic and strategic concerns within the business. Things were going along great until one day I got a call from one of the partners who told me that he actually had just been diagnosed with a very serious medical condition that needed all of his attention.
Oh, wow.
So he took a sabbatical and asked me if I could work with him privately to help him and his family adjust to this new reality. And I did that. At the same time, we worked in the company to realign how the two partners were going to be with this new reality, redesigning compensation packages and roles and responsibilities, and looking forward to the day when one of the founders was not going to be around.
Hmm.
The work is ongoing at this point, Bill, and I'm very pleased to say it's on both fronts. It's working. It's going along very, very well.
Well, you know, and of course, most of our listener base is age 50 plus, and they know that there's a transition coming soon. It might be 3 years, it might be 5 years, it might be 15 years, but it's so much easier when you have someone to talk to who's been there and been through it and can help you prepare for it, Tony. So what are some of the ways that you help people? You've talked about some of the discussions that you've had. What are some of the first things that you do when you meet with people?
Sure. So I mentioned the first of the seven timeless wisdom at work practices, which is slow down. And there's more information on my website about that. I'll talk about that in a second. But a practice that I often introduce to clients is called serve someone. This is the actual selfless offering of your time and energy to help another. And it allows the individual to experience the joy and satisfaction that giving produces. It enriches their lives and allows them, in turn, to give back more. This and some other tips are available on my website, TonyPelluzzi.com, at the Tony's Tips section.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A similar practice is what we call body-centered breaks, and this might work for the busy professionals that listen to the show. It's a two-minute mini-meditation. You can do it anywhere, anytime, any place. It recharges and rejuvenates you and helps you to align your body, mind, and spirit. Tap into that wisdom that we have in our bodies but so often ignore.
And with these types of tools, are they things that you do an assessment of some type of before you, you know, in other words, diagnosis before prescription, obviously, in medical
yep.
terms, but what's your assessment process look like?
So I will start. I like to start off with a session with my clients where we start to look at what's important in their lives. What are your values? What's your purpose here in this world? And we start to line that up against what you're actually doing. We look where where things are syncing up and use those strengths to address the challenges of where they're not syncing up, and actions are counter to what you really truly believe and hold true.
Okay, so first is identify values, kind of an assessment of create a baseline. Okay, here's your values, and let's check out where things are right now between you. Also looking for, do you look for problems or communication issues between both partners and spouses as well?
Absolutely. So, you know, I don't want folks to get the idea that this is all woo-woo stuff, because it's really not. It's very rooted in how we actually live our lives and what we do. I actually draw upon and ask my clients to bring day-to-day situations that they're dealing with, and we use that as the foundation upon which we explore. They'll learn new skills, they'll learn strategies, tactics. I give them the opportunity to explore, and sometimes they'll even to fail. F-A-I-L, for all I learn.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tony, and we just have a few minutes left, but could you just take 1 minute to describe your other part of what you do is helping in parenting and grandparenting skill counseling as well. Is that right? Could
That's
you just tell us about
absolutely.
Tell us about a, give us about a minute on that?
Sure. So very often, you know, you'll have a professional. He sold his business. He's moved on. Probably starting to look at life like I did with Kathy many years ago. And you start to realize you're getting feedback that, geez, things aren't working out so well. I kind of blew it with my kids a little bit and my wife. But here's a whole new opportunity to connect with my grandchildren. And just because it was difficult with my kids doesn't mean that it has to be with my grandchildren. So what we'll do is we will develop some structures and come up with a plan as to how in that particular family it will work best, build a relationship, establish it, and then nurture it so that it's fulfilling for both the parent, grandparent, and the child.
I think that's fantastic, and I think a lot of our listeners are probably in that situation where they were too busy when the kids were growing up. Things were hard, and now they have another chance, and maybe they want to do better and learn from their mistakes, but they need to talk to someone about it. Tony, in our last minute, tell our listeners how they can reach you and get in touch, and if you have any free consultations or anything along those lines available.
Absolutely. So the website is www.tonypelusi.com. That's TonyPelusi.com. And there's plenty of information there, lots of free downloads that people can take with them. My telephone number is 781-944-9449. I welcome calls, and I absolutely give free consultations to anyone who calls, because this is kind of like a marriage, Bill. If the chemistry doesn't work, we're not going anywhere. And if I'm not the right person, I'll help someone find the one who is.
And the nature of the work, of course, means that you can probably do a lot of this work or all of it by telephone for people that live in different parts of the country, correct?
Absolutely. I've coached clients from across the country, some people I've never even met, but we've had some highly successful results.
Well, I know. I talked to you before our interview on the telephone, and I felt better after our call. So there you go, Tony. It's been a real pleasure talking with you. I really appreciate you spending some time with us today. Tony Pelusi of Tony Pelusi & Associates. We'll be right back after this break.
Thank you.
At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 100 top advisors to get you one-minute tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new content daily at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute. Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.